She's a very freaky girl. Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on.
Show Friday, really easy to get to. All you got to do is email the Joe and Alex Show at gmail.com or Twitter and Instagram. Send us a direct message just like Fernando did, and we could be talking to you. Hey, Fernando, why are you on today for Freak Show Friday? What's happening?
Well, it's kind of, I got a freaky scenario for you guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. Well, my I own a landscaping company, and that I inherited from my father, and it's doing really well. I mean, you know, if you look at the reviews on Angie's List and all that stuff, it's number one in the area.
Wow,
that's good stuff. That's where people usually go. So you must be popular.
Yeah, it's going well. But the thing was, when I took it over from my father, you know, it wasn't doing so good. So, you know, I've kind of turned it around. And the reason it's doing so much better now is because all of the plants look so pretty, the flowers are blooming like they're supposed to, and the reason is because I have some personal organic fertilizer that I've been adding into the mix for my customers.
Oh, so you kind of really have taken like more of a hands-on approach. Are you, compared to like buying stuff normally that you'd, I assume, I don't know much about fertilizer, but are you just like kind of creating your own like compost or, compared to like buying store brand stuff? Like I said, I don't know much about your business.
That's
but.
It. That's the point. Is I'm making my own fertilizer. You know what I mean?
I feel like there is more to this.
That's not that freaky.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you might pick up the hint. No, man. I'm using my own waste. You know, my own feces.
You're kidding me.
Oh, okay, Fernando.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, composting is having all the leftover and things, but I don't know a lot of people that put themselves into their compost.
Hey, it works. and, you know, I tried it out. You know, it was early on when I took over, and I was like, you know, I'm just gonna try this out. Like, have you ever heard of Milorganite?
No.
Who? Sounds like a Harry Potter character.
Fertilizer, and you know, they use human poop. You know, so I was like, why not try it? And it's free. You know, I was struggling. The business wasn't doing so good. My father left it to me, and it had been pretty bad shape. And I was like, I'll try this. And I tell you what, man, the flowers started blooming right away. A customer that I did it for referred me to somebody else, and I almost felt like I was stuck. You know, I had to keep going. I had to keep doing this.
How do you literally meet the demand? Like, how do you supply the demand?
Well, you know, I'm like clockwork. So every morning I take care of it, and I've got what I need for the day. It doesn't take that much, you know, and I mix it in with some topsoil, potting soil, and stuff like that, and you got a nice mix. And I can take care of all my customers with my output, you know.
This is absolutely fascinating. So your customers, I'm guessing, do not know.
Oh, no.
Right.
Well, I mean, they're going to know now. And I was just thinking of, you know, not to rain on your parade here about possible legal issues. So I don't know if you should have called it. I mean, well, no, I guess, I don't know, because there's a little sign when I walk my dog and it says, please pick up the poop because it has like a, I don't know.
There could be bacteria or something?
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, is there like a special like cleaning process to do this?
Sorry, Fernando, that pork chop's being such a party pooper. We apologize.
No, it's not like, yeah, it's a process. I mean, you know, if you, like, you know, there's another kind of fertilizer that's just, it's steer manure, you know, it's cow poop. And, you know, I don't just use the stuff I put out that morning for the houses. You know, it dries out, it mixes in with soil. So it's just, you know, you get the nutrition, but you don't have the, you know, the stuff that's dangerous, like the bacteria and all that stuff.
I want to ask him off the air the actual, like, process. Like, you probably can't go. You don't just go to the bathroom. Like, I'm trying to imagine.
Yeah, I'm just imagining you just squatting over a flower pot.
Please do not disturb Fernando. He's in the middle of fertilizing your yard.
Oh. Yeah, this is definitely a creative, unique way to manage a business. I will give that to you.
I think it's a great idea. Honestly, yeah, it is. It's a lot to handle. I mean, it's a lot to process to imagine. Like, if you were my landscaper, you know, and you were doing my yard, I'd be happy with the results, but I'd always think, man, it's really green over there. Fernando really put himself into his work this time.
If it really makes a difference, like Fernando says, I mean, grass is greener, your shrubs are more luscious, your flowers look even more colorful or whatever. I mean, whatever he's describing, he says that it made a difference. Would you care, 833-JOE-ALEX, if your landscaper was doing this? If they were using their own dookie in their soil.
Because, I would be fine with that. I'd have no problem.
Because it is just in the dirt. So, I mean, does it really matter? 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539.
Bill Gates founded Microsoft. Travis Kalanick founded Uber. And Fernando invented his own fertilizer.
Pork Chop can barely get through it. He's like a little kid over here.